Chris Johnson is our NHL insider at Sportsnet. You can follow him at Reporter Chris. He's all over the place on the website, sportsnet.ca. And Chris Johnson joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Chris, before we get to Nazem Kadri, want to ask you, pardon me, about this report out of the Czech Republic via SI that it appears as if there are further steps taken. There have been further steps taken towards setting up a bona fide World Cup of hockey. What are your sources telling you about this? I know it's something I had to sit down with Donald Fehr 3 years ago, and he spent an awful lot of time talking about his vision for a World Cup. I think it's an absolute necessity. I think it'd be a great thing. What are you hearing about it?
Well, this is absolutely happening in 2016, in the lead up before training camp, August, September type of year. And really, you know, I don't think certainly the league and the Players Association are at a place where they're ready to announce anything. The tack they've chosen to take with this is that they want everything absolutely signed, sealed, and delivered. You know, who's in, you know, how the teams that have to qualify get in, venues, dates, all that set up. But it's happening, and you know, I think I reported during the Cup final as well that it's going to happen in Toronto. It does sound now that there's a possibility of Montreal hosting some of the games as well. Although, you know, I don't think that's quite sealed at this moment. But you know, I think it's a great thing for the sport. It makes a lot of sense. You know, the league thinks that it could generate as much as $100 million in revenue, which would be split between the owners and the players. Wouldn't impact the salary cap in any way. So that's all just bonus money in everyone's pockets. And I think, you know, from that perspective, it is a no-brainer once they get the logistics worked out.
Right, and it's probably not a big surprise. Those of us who know Donald Fehr from his time in baseball, first of all, he is an internationalist when it comes to sports. He's been involved in the U.S. Olympic Committee. He was the driving force behind the creation of the World Baseball Classic, which, you know, we can sit here and say has been... It's been a mixed success. It's been really popular in Asia, probably less so in North America. But nonetheless, it was on his watch that those plans were put in place. And this is something that is really dear to his heart. And I'm with you. I mean, I think it's got the potential. I mean, I'm going to leave aside what it means for the Olympics right now, because I don't know if the NHL has really figured out where they're going to go there. But I've never thought, Chris, the two have to be... I've never looked at them as being mutually exclusive like some people have.
No, I don't think they are. And you know, the other thing with Donald Fehr to keep in mind, Jeff, is that he presides over a constituency that's, you know, is quite European. I believe 30 to 35%, somewhere in that range, is the percentage of NHL players that come from outside North America. And you know, I think that as a result, that the NHL is a pretty unique opportunity to hold events like this. And you know, in talking to players, you know, I know that the union sees this as an important issue. You know, I think guys like pulling on their country's jersey and playing in events like this. And as I mentioned, the fact that both sides view this as something that can make a lot of money, that's why it's certain to happen. And, you know, the Olympic conversation is still, you know, to be had, from what I understand. And you're right, I don't think they're necessarily tied together. Although at some point, you know, I do think a wider global strategy is something the NHL and the NHLPA want to work out, whether it's, you know, holding the games in Europe, the premier games, as they were called, that they had a couple of years ago and haven't had since the 2012-13 lockout, and just sort of what the overall strategy is for trying to expand the game beyond the places where it's played now.
Chris Johnson joins us in the Jeff Blair Show. You can follow Chris on Twitter, at Reporter Chris. Nazem Kadri, as I said, had a good game last night. The Leafs beat the Philadelphia Flyers. Look, Chris, a lot of people have said going into training camp that this is a big year for Nazem Kadri. It clearly is, both in terms of contract, well, in terms of what his future is going to hold, in terms of the type of player he's going to be. Is this, do you think, a bigger season for him than last season was?
Absolutely. You know, no question in my mind that this is the biggest season yet of his career. And you know, when players are young, and this is the same for Nazem 3, 4, 5 years ago after the Leafs drafted him, there's a lot of focus on, you know, can they make the team initially? And obviously in his case, he didn't. Can they make an impact initially? But more realistically, when we're dealing with guys that aren't named Sidney Crosby, it takes a few years for them to become impact players. And that's what we've seen happen with Nazem Kadri. I know that the Leafs still want more. You know, that they caution against too much praise being heaped in his direction. But the facts show he had 44 points in a 48 game season after the lockout. As a 22-year-old last year, he had 50 points. As a centerman in the NHL, that's a pretty good mark for someone as young as he is. And if he can keep taking steps and potentially emerge as a guy that Leafs are comfortable having as their number one center, that's gravy. That'll make him one of the best Leaf prospects in a long time around here because, one thing this organization hasn't done is necessarily develop higher-end, skilled players. Particularly well or draft them over the years. And, especially with it being a contract year for Nazem, I think that's something, he's very aware of. And he doesn't shy away from saying that he wants the big money, he wants the spotlight, and he's going to have to go out and earn it with his performance this season.
Yeah, it's when Brendan Shanahan took over or when Tim Lewicki gave him his new position, I was talking to a guy around the team who suggested that he thought, and it was kind of an odd suggestion at the time, although now we know with the new assistant coaches and there maybe it makes more sense. He thought that Nazem Kadri might actually be a guy who was really going to profit from having kind of that, having Brendan Shanahan in there, a new set of eyes sort of looking at him as opposed to David Nonis. We know Nonis is still the GM, but clearly Shanahan's going to play some role in this. So will Kyle Dubas. And this guy's point was, this might be the best thing for Nazem Kadri in this city. New assistant coaches, a new overseer, a different voice in the assistant GM's office that might actually allow Nazem Kadri almost to have a fresh start.
Yeah, all that is true. And again, I'm not entirely sure he needs a fresh start. I mean, I think sometimes we get caught up in remembering all the, there was a lot of speculation about Nazem or a lot of, talk about him. You remember a few years ago when he was with the Marlies and Dallas Eakins said on the first day training camp that he reported fat. And, he's always kind of been dogged by this sort of talk. But again, I think if you compare him to his peers and where he's at in his age for a centerman in the NHL, he's above average. That's for sure at 23 years of age. This will be his 24-year-old season. And, I just think that this guy is well positioned to have a breakout type of year for the Leafs. I could see him being someone I lean on more as time goes on. I mean, what's been interesting is that Randy Carlyle has sort of talked about the notion of breaking up what was the first line last year. And to this point, it seems largely he's focused on left wing, perhaps putting Joffrey Lupo up there with Kessel and Tyler Bozak. But I wonder if, as part of this process, if they're experimenting with all new combinations, which, when the Leafs play their first game on October 8th, that's entirely possible. All the forward lines, all the defense pairings will be different from what they were a year ago. I have to wonder at some point if maybe Nazem Kadri finds a way into that spot. But, regardless of whether he's a first-line center or a second-line center for the Leafs, it's clear that he's an important player for the team, and he's going to have a big impact on what kind of year it is here for the Leafs.
Chris, what do you think Peter Holland's upside is with this organization? I thought he was particularly effective last night.
This is an interesting player, I think, for where the Leafs are at right now because, a lot of the depth guys that they've brought in this summer, be it Daniel Winnick or Mike Santarelli or Petri Kontula, who they brought over from Russia, the Finnish centerman, are guys that have played some center but are also options on the wing. And, obviously with Peter Holland being a center as well, it's not quite clear at this moment where he fits into the thinking. And I think the thinking has to be twofold because, with him, he's not played a full season in the NHL. Last year, his time spent with the Leafs was, in fact, his longest sort of stretch in the league. But he's shown he can be a dominant player in the American Hockey League. So, at this point, he's almost an in-betweener. But at his age, that isn't necessarily a bad thing. It'll be a matter for the Leafs of if they're willing maybe to be patient with him and give him a spot and try to help him along, or if some of those more veteran guys that I mentioned wind up sort of taking his role in the lineup and he might have to go back to the Marlies. I mean, right now, that isn't clear. We really haven't seen enough in training camp to know how things are going to shake out. But he's one of the more interesting guys, I think, to follow in camp because, I believe he should probably have a spot in the NHL. But with all the forwards they have up there, if he doesn't show well during this couple of weeks, it wouldn't surprise me if maybe someone else beat him out to start the year and he had to take a step back that he doesn't really want to take at this point.
Chris, was good to join us this morning. Thanks so much.
Hey, no problem, Jeff. Thank you.